So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hey, come here. I got something good for you. Come on.
Welcome to your bi-weekly dose of lightsabers, infinity stones, and all things plastic. Execute Order 66 podcast, episode 66, man. Big milestone in the Star Wars community for any podcaster, I'd imagine. What's up, Kevin? What do you think? Happy Execute 66 Day.
Absolutely, at Order 66 Junkie. This is fantastic. I'm glad that we are here, and this is great, man. It's so good to be here, being able to chat with you. And, you know, I feel like it's been too long since you and I both chatted, and, you know, I've just been waiting to get back in there because there's a lot of good stuff to talk about. And that is awesome for our listeners, because if you're out there, people, listening to your bi-weekly dose of all the good things that are plastic, and you've not left us a review yet or given us a thumbs up, a subscribe, then what are you doing? You need to get out there and do that. That is your CTA. That is your call to action. Get out there, share the message, because we have one hell of a podcast, Dave. I really enjoy our community, and we got some good things cooking.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Thank you, you know, for everyone for the support and continuing to listen. I'm just pumped to get into it, man. I'm anxious to know about your pickups. One I know about, the other one I don't think I know about. So let's just get right into it. Pickups, what do you got?
Well, yeah, I actually was going to have another really, really exciting one to share with you today, but I will wait till their next edition to share that because I didn't make it out to Replay Toys yet. But I did pick up Replay Toys. I did go there and get this piece. The other one just wasn't in yet. But I did get that Gentle Giant, Captain Rex. Of all the kind of mini busts out there, this is probably one of the better ones. The head sculpt's really cool. And it comes with, you know, swappable arms. It comes with an alternate head sculpt. So whatever you fancy as far as your display for the good old captain. And for those wondering, it's his kind of like, I guess, Star Wars Rebels look that, you know, he's got the beard and everything. Really, really cool look. So I really do like that. So I was able to get that. But also the pickup I think that I'm most excited about, I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to Comic Relief Comics. And I think it's actually on the edge of Cincinnati. But anyway, it's back home. And my good buddy Josh Pence was out doing a toy hunt video. He went to this store. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. And would you know that the owner of that place is a faithful subscriber to my YouTube channel? And so I messaged him upon Josh saying, hey, message him, ask if he has that figure. And he's like, yeah, of course, just come on in. I was like, my man, I don't live in Ohio anymore. I can't just really come out there. He's like, oh, well, in that case, let me ship it to you. So my man boxed up, I think it's GS Toys, the T'Challa with the black Wakanda robes, you know, and shipped that out to me, which was fantastic. And I'm so excited to be able to add that because, you know, I have the Black Panther hot toy that comes with the Chadwick head sculpt and the helmet. Can't display both of them. So I naturally had a head floating around there. And I said, this is the opportunity. So I swapped it out with that nice Chadwick head sculpt, went ahead and threw it behind me there, as you can see, next to Scarlet Witch and the Civil War Black Panther. And man, he looks awesome. So shout out to Comic Relief for hooking a brother up. If I'm ever up in that area again, I will be in store, but I will be getting more things online. So it's a small little community, but it's a damn good community, Dave.
Nice, man. And dude, that figure looks incredible. I love when, you know, Hot Toys or just any other, you know, 1/6 scale company will put out, you know, a superhero that's in their classic garb, if you will, like, you know, Tony Stark just in like a suit or something like that.
Yeah. Or his Black Sabbath shirt, you know, something like that.
Yeah. And you compare it then with Iron Man, or, you know, you compare this with, Black Panther and his classic Black Panther. So I think that's just a awesome slam dunk way to, like, you know, pose two or three figures on one of your DTOFs there. So that's going to look good, man.
So I am happy about that. And as I said, I'm real excited. If I would have got out to Replay Toys today, I would have been able to bring this in, but I didn't. But wait till next week. But Dave, what do you got cooking, my man?
So I only have one actual toy, and you know, I went all in on those old Uncle Milton toys. And I got all those glow in the dark statue, you know, figures. Yes, now. Yes. So the last one I needed was the Hunchback. And he came in a whopping $10 shipped on eBay. So, I mean, I'll spend $10 like that all day long on figures like that. So,
and may I just say, it's always so good when I get a screenshot of something you've done like the night before saying, please help or send help or something along those lines. So I'm glad you got those, man. Those are cool.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of those, I got another one where I put a bid on a huge, this is a big Beetlejuice movie theater, like promo thing that hanged from the ceiling when the movie was in the theaters. And it's Michael Keaton, you know, as Beetlejuice. And he's like sitting on the font of Beetlejuice. It's massive. And apparently, you know, I got inebriated one night and then I woke up in the morning and it was like, you got the email and it's like, oh,
your order has shipped.
you're winning, you know, like good luck, you're winning or whatever. And I'm like, what do you mean I'm winning? And I bid on that and I was wet. And then I was like, no, I don't even have room. Like, where am I going to put this goddamn thing in my room? You know? So I immediately started like panicking because I was like, someone better outbid me because I don't want to pay for this, you know, and especially for what I thought at the time was like a good, you know, cheap bid. And then it came down to like the last 2 hours and someone outbid me. I was like, thank God.
Dave, I'll be honest with you. I have plenty of those where I've made a bid. I start to regret it. And I immediately start saying like, oh God, please, if you're out there, go ahead and have someone outbid me. Yeah. You know, I'm going to change my life around. I'm going to stop buying this shit. But, you know, and it never comes.
Lord, please.
I find religion a lot when it comes to that, but I'm glad that you were saved. And no harm, because as cool as it would have, as you say, we need to be able to put these things somewhere and give it the proper display. Yeah, man.
I mean, when I started this whole toy room transformation, I was like, oh, I'm going to make it a key part in designing this room where I want to have a lot of wall space. Well, like I literally have like no wall space now. I got a Jaws print.
Join my room, man.
Yeah. I got a Jaws print that I just dropped off at the Framer. So that'll be going on the wall. And that's like the last like big space on my wall. And then over the weekend, shout out Terror Traders, my favorite year-round horror shop in Arizona in Chandler. I bought a Tremors one sheet poster, and I'm like,
that's underrated. If you ask me, I think that's an underrated score.
Underrated, dude. It was $40. Like that's,
oh, that's a little high.
Well, I mean, for one sheet. So like, you know, those are the legit posters.
Yeah.
Like,
is that the one that's got like the front and back, like it's dual sided or
one sheets that are kind of made now. They'll be that double sided
LED lights or whatever. Yeah.
But this one, you know, this would be the one that was like in the theater, you know, for promoting the film. And I love that stuff. Like, trust me, it's been a lot worse, you know, worser crap for $40, you know, but I don't even have a place to put it. Like it's behind my door right now. I'm like, so I don't know what I'm doing.
Is that going to make its way into the old tube and just like sit in the corner forever?
Try not to, man. It's probably gonna go in like the weight room area, maybe. I don't know, but it's pretty badass nonetheless. And then other thing, and I'm curious if you ended up getting it, my Ghostbusters Afterlife Collector's Edition 4K Blu-ray set came in on Sunday actually, and dude, it's in this ghost trap case. That's the coolest.
Probably
packaging.
one of the coolest actual physical copies of a movie thing I've seen in a long time.
It even had, when he took out all of the DVDs, it had four green LED lights.
Yeah, yep.
Like, you know, I love that. Did you end up getting that, or are you? Or
I've stopped getting are buying. You're buying VHSs still, and here I am not buying any more actual physical media. So everything I get is a digital download. I remember, I think I told you a couple weeks ago, as soon as it came up, you know, for digital download, I was able to grab grabbed it in 4K and I've watched it, I think, probably 3 or 4 times already. Afterlife, that is. And I've already had the other ones on digital anyway. And so it wasn't going to be for me, but damn, that's a cool package.
I loved it. We have two extremes as far as media goes on the podcast. Kevin, who's, you know, first adopter, you know, doing the digital. And then Dave is just like a prehistoric fucking dinosaur over here.
Yeah, I mean, at this rate, I mean, you're gonna end up getting like screen projector type things. Yeah, like all this crazy shit. And
check out my laser disc. Check out my laser disc,
bro. I remember it was actually a Ghostbusters laser disc like 25 years ago. I remember seeing it, and I thought that was gonna be the future of movies. And I was like, because, you know, you don't have to rewind, you know, it's perfect. But man, how far we've come.
Let me ask you this. Did your family have a Laserdisc growing up?
No, only the rich friends that we had had the Laserdisc. But I thought we were fucking bougie when we finally got the dual VHS and DVD.
That was a combo pack. Yep.
Yeah. And so like you could still watch your VHS, but then over on the other side you had your DVD tray, which is where the game changers were. And do you remember like when DVDs first came out? You know, it was always to me like, oh man, we never have to watch previews again. We get to go right into this movie.
Dude, there's even more now.
I know, and now they've added that to where they're unskippable. But the original DVDs, man, I'll never forget when I got, I think Gladiator and Patriot were my first like DVDs I ever got.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was no commercials on anything. So I put that bad boy in, the menu screen came up, and, you know, because I always used to have those animated movie screens, you know, and especially the Patriot, it was like kind of like the farmhouse, like the smoke billowing, and so, and then just like a play movie scene selection. I'm like, fuck, this is space age, man.
Just go to the scene in Patriot where Mel Gibson just chases those guys down with like his axe.
His fucking hatchet.
Yeah, dude, the best part. Only watchable part in the movie. Hot take.
This might become the new Jingle All the Way controversy, but we'll save that for another time.
Fair enough. But yeah, and that's it for pickups. Like I said, light on the toy week, but I think I'm gonna be making that up this weekend. Arizona Toy Con this weekend on Saturday at the Glendale Civic Center. So any locals going, hit me up. I'll be there. I'll be doing the early bird thing. And yeah, hot tip there. Early bird, pay the extra $10, get in before everyone else, or extra $5 or whatever. I mean, that seems like, you know, one of those things. Once you do it once, like you'll never not do it again. You know, like that's the only way I'll do toy shows. I don't mean for that to sound like bougie or whatever, but like it just makes all the sense in the world.
Man, it sounds like you're such a damn elitist.
I did, yeah.
I'm the same way. Is that, you know, I got our press pass or media pass for ICCC officially this week.
Fucking bougie now,
man. Right? And so we got our press pass based on the podcast here. So I got that VIP fucking access, my brother. You better believe I'll be exercising that. And so especially even more this year, because last year was the first time I got my press pass, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that, yeah, it gets you in for free, but I didn't realize it was a, you know, it was also a VIP pass. I didn't know that. So I had to wait in lines originally. And one of the dudes came up to me and was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just waiting to get in. He's like, no, just come with me. I'm like, oh shit. I'm so cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to the VIP dinner like on Friday, you know, hanging with the fucking emperor. It's going to be incredible. But I am really excited for this AZ Toy Con. Is there anything specific that will be there that you're excited for?
I mean, this is the one of the largest ones in Phoenix. It's pretty massive. This is the one they did a smaller show. Jeez, was that just in the fall? And remember I told you, like, I came out and the line was to get in was absolutely insane. And this is like still kind of pretty COVID-y here in Arizona. I think it was like the first big thing after like we kind of reopened and whatnot. But dude, they have everything there. I think last time I was there, I bought some records. I bought VHS tapes. I bought, and I did buy toys. I think I got some Legends. I mean, they have everything, man. And I'm probably going to pick up some. I'm finally getting around to kind of displaying my G.I. Joe classified figures a little bit more. And there's a 3D printer company, I think like Gridiron Armory or something. Anyways, they're local to Phoenix, and they make tons of, you know, badass actual, you know, machine guns and stuff like that. And they paint them. So I'll probably be picking up some of that, I'm sure.
Is this the same one? I think we had that conversation about giving the tips for cons, essentially about like not to blow everything on the first booth, but at the same time, you know, do your loops around, find the best deals. But yeah, that's the one I thought
basically
it was.
Yeah. I think it was that one. Yep. So looking forward to that. So episode 67, you know, we'll be going over what kind of crazy
the
weird
old toy
shit
haul.
I bought. Everything except toys.
Probably. I was going to say, hot take prediction. What is going to be the most whack thing you think you come home with?
I'm going to go with something that is like night, like pre 1985.
Okay. I have that marked down. I will go as far as to say you will grab something that is undisplayable. How about that?
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Yeah.
You'll find something undisplayable.
Yeah. Like, oh, look at this, like this old wooden table that was, you know, it's got the creature Black Lagoon underneath it. You know, it's
like, dude, that sounds like a legit thing. I can hear you actually saying that you got. And that's not a knock on you.
No, okay. I brought it up because they have it at Terror Trader, and I look at it every time, and I'm like, hey, Jason, how much is this again? 350? Okay, that's not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, you keep talking yourself into it. Do they have their Werepup in yet?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying, and by the way, that's not what I'm grabbing from Replay Toys, so don't worry about that. Yeah. So, but I wonder who will get it first, Replay Toys or y'all?
I feel like Nightmare Toys in Vegas kind of seems like, you know, a big toy store in the horror game that would, you know, if anyone's going to get it first, I'd think they probably might get it first. But I will let you know regardless.
Yes. Exciting about that, man.
And then we got some Mando talk. So Mando season 3, AKA.
Yeah, can't believe that's here.
Yeah. But I did want to talk about this because I don't think I've told you about it, and you probably wouldn't know about it yet. Funko, a Funko channel, not a Funko channel, but could your co-host on the Toy Isle podcast be a Funko employee?
You did actually tell me about this. You're like, hey, should I fucking apply for this? I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, there's a Funko headquarters coming to the hood.
Well, not headquarters, but
I'm sorry, distribution zone.
Yeah, so they're moving Seattle, you know, based in Everett, Washington. A lot of stuff's getting pushed out of there, and they decided to keep their headquarters there for now and move all their distribution center. They're probably just their one DC that's there out in good old Arizona.
Here comes your Arizona exclusive pops.
Yeah. So Buckeye, Arizona, to be specific, you know, basically, you know, like the last part of Phoenix before you start driving to LA. Like, so it's very west. It'd be a long commute, but anyways, yeah, it's like a 900 square foot distribution center. They're going to have tons of jobs. And I read one of them was like, being in charge of bringing all their big ass, like life-sized statues to like the conventions, you know, like, oh, if they're going to like the gaming convention in, was that in Chicago, E3 or whatever, you know, like, okay, like they're going to go and they're going to design a fucking Mega Man, you know, giant Funko. And then you're in charge of like getting it there, setting it up, storing them. I was like, that sounds like an awesome job, but like also probably doesn't pay that, you know, that's probably,
is that grunt work, you think?
I don't know. It seems like a lot of like just kind of logistics, but
I was going to say like
probably is some grunt work. Yeah.
Sure. Like the actual muscle that goes into it. I feel like those are extremely valuable assets that you can't just like throw in a U-Haul, you know?
Yeah. Just FedEx it. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's cool. So are you officially trying or are you out?
Yeah, I'm kind of playing around with the idea. I kind of just want to like get in and like you know, if I could get an interview just to be like, hey, all right, you know, so like,
yeah,
because
certainly if you come in for an interview, they give you a Funko, right?
Yeah. Here's your Funko interview.
Here's your exclusive interview Funko Pop.
It's just like a repaint of Dwight, you know.
Hey, but I'd be all over that.
Yeah, man. And I'm like, my end goal here is like, I like the job I currently do. I like what I currently do for a living and everything. But the goal is to be doing what I do, but instead of IT, for in the toy industry. I would love to work in the toy industry. That's like,
yeah, become full circle.
One of those kind of passion jobs, if you will. So if it ended up being Funko, like Funko A, you know, fucking yeah. A, you know. All right. Bad joke. Moving on.
You got me giggling, but you know, you want to talk about giggling, man, is that there was a TikTok that came out and I actually saved it. And just because it was so perfect, and I sent it to my boys, and it says right here, where did it go? Because I'm losing it all now because I look foolish. But it says when Jon Favreau calls you to save your series, and it's the door, and it's the stone cold glass break, but Mando walks out of the door.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And you and I have not been shy about saying that, you know, Book of Boba Fett struggled a little bit. I mean, the first four episodes had you really scratching your head, especially, you know, with the Power Ranger scooters on episode 3, whatever. And so we had a tease at the end of episode 4 where you hear do-do-do-do, and we're like, oh, shit, she's going to get Mando. But I did not expect, and that I thought maybe, hey, you know, he might show up, they'll call him.
They need some muscle. Yeah.
There was no Book of Boba Fett episode 5. It literally was Mando season 3.
Yeah.
I mean, and what was your thoughts about that, man?
Yeah, so I loved it, man. I loved the callbacks, you know.
It's the highest rated episode so far, yeah.
That I mean, yeah, it's clearly the best episode, you know, to date in that series. Highlight that I loved was, you know, the callback of the Bunta Eve, you know, like track, yes, basically, yes. You know, you know, and I was pretty much a, you know, in between the OT and the prequel kid, but I'm kind of basically a prequel kid, but I know people that are, you know, probably like your age, you know, that like that was just as much of a hit to the heart as seeing Luke, you know, in the end of the Mandalorian finale, right? Like,
I know people were geeking hard when they rip off the cover and it's an N1 starfighter, yeah, you know, from Naboo, and they the even BB mentioned
unit,
you
know,
yeah, and they were BD is what it was from Jedi Fallen Order, and as you'd mentioned, when it shows the pod race track, I mean, that was it, that was cool, and mixing a little bit of Darksaber, a little bit of This Is the Way, I mean, it was a perfect episode. But it makes me wonder, you know, because we're recording this on Tuesday night, and in just 6 short hours, episode 6 of 7 of the Book of Boba Fett will drop. And has Mando officially hijacked this show? Can you come back to Boba Fett's story after essentially getting off to Mando? I mean, how do you come back from that is my question.
That's a really good question. I think it's going to be hard to do. Cause what, did you just say we have 2 episodes left?
Yeah, we have episodes 6 and 7, and people are always like, oh, sweet. Cause you know, he references that he's got to go see his little friend, you know, and that implies Grogu, but there is no way in hell. And I'm trying to set expectations. There's no way in hell you're wasting another episode of Mando going to dick around with Luke or Grogu or something. And I don't think they're going to do that. But at the same time, you're going to have those passionate fans that are like, you mentioned Grogu and there's no Grogu in this episode, and they're gonna get mad. So right. I don't know whose decision this was, and maybe I might be wrong, and you know, these next 2 episodes are gonna blow our balls off. I don't know.
Yeah, I my prediction is Mando will be in both episodes from here on out. He will end up seeing this thing through, because with there only being 2 episodes left, it doesn't really make sense to, you know, follow Mando's story, because you know, the whole him gearing up for you know, a big throwdown or whatever they're going to do, and they need muscle. I bet that's going to happen and be resolved in you know, episode 6, so the next one. And then you have episode 7 probably going to, you know, see what Mando is going to get into that could lead into season 3, you know, like it leave that like tingle in our mouth, like, okay, like now we got to get ready for the next thing, which is Mandalorian. So it, which kind of it's it, yeah, it just becomes the Mandalorian show. Like,
is this a disservice to the character of Boba Fett? I know we've talked about that a lot. I feel like they literally just use Boba as a plot
as
device,
an avenue.
To advance this storyline.
Yeah. And so let's talk about this. Do you think that that's what we're going to get with Ahsoka? Is that going to be like a you know, 70-30 split, you know, 60-40 split? Like,
I don't know if I would go that far, mainly because the big hook that Ahsoka said was Thrawn. Yeah. Everyone wants Thrawn. And I think that Ahsoka is, and I've talked about this, I think, before, is that I feel like Thrawn is the Thanos level threat that they're building towards. Right. And I think she's going to be the avenue to that, you know, gather, you know, the Avengers essentially to go take on Thrawn. But I don't know, man, we got these two episodes coming up. I'm interested to see where it goes because, you know, Boba's character is being fleshed out, but as I said, this is a totally different Boba that was on Tython, you know, when they first meet Mando and get the armor back, as opposed to now. So we need a little bit of the continuation of this story, and I hope we get that. But that brings me let's talk some toys if we can. Let's talk about this Tython Boba Fett figure. The Star Wars Hasbro team's without a captain. We know that, both figuratively and literally.
I am the captain now.
What is going on at Hasbro? And I know this is not a shit on them, but at the same time, you got to call out, you know, bullshit when you see it. I mean, what is going on with this? So we have these Book of Boba Fett figures. We have these repaints that obviously have just been coming out again. And I have to ask, like, what the fuck is it? Is this because of pricing? Is this because of shipping? Is it because they don't have it? What are we just getting Boba and Mando repaints for? And then not only do they give us the repaints, today was an absolute shit show where they said, oh, we're not even putting anything up for pre-order. What is going on, Dave? Make some sense of this for me.
I can't make sense. It makes no goddamn sense. You said it, though. There's no captain. I mean, it's been completely radio silence, right? Like,
But think about this, is that Hasbro's flagship is Star Wars. Star Wars is the number one, or was the number one toy for decades. Is that, you know, everybody said they had to have their Star Wars figures. And what on earth are you doing jeopardizing that licensure and not having a plan for the biggest toy franchise ever? It's mind-numbing to me.
There, I mean, it seems like their answer is pre-orders. You're not going to get that in, you know, the days of, you know, going in and just grabbing stuff. That's,
there's no more toy aisles anymore, is there?
It's not going to be like that. Yeah. I mean, toy aisles are going to start diminishing, you know, they're like, no one buys. My kids barely even play with toys. You know, they're more interested in, you know, just kind of like playing outside and stuff, but like, thank, you know, the iPad's definitely mixed in there too, but you know, they want animals and shit like that. But yeah, I mean, most kids, like my nephew, you know, all he does is Minecraft, you know what I mean? And it makes sense why there's no such thing as Toys R Us here in the States. You know, I really think that that's just kind of the direction we're going to, and it's sad, but yeah, man, it's just, I don't know what's going on, but yeah, it breaks my heart that you can't just go, you know, hey, I just saw the Book of Boba Fett episode. He fucking killed those guys. That shit was awesome. I want to go to Target and buy that figure that I just saw. No, it's gone. We're not doing that anymore, you know?
Yeah. It's wild to me, man. And I know we live in a different world nowadays, to where, as you said, it's, you just can't walk into the store and get what you want. And I know that in this internet age, and, you know, we're talking about distribution and things like that, that, you know, there's price increases, but there's also secrecy, you know, with the internet and such. And so, and we've talked about that, you know, back when we were growing up in these prequel eras, you know, you were having these figures released, you know, at the same time as the movies. And that was cool. But I think because of the internet, and they want to keep things mildly surprising, you can't just, I guess, give these toy companies that. But I'm going to have to ask you, and we're going to switch gears here and talk about Marvel for a second, because I think it's the idea. Remember when we got that beautiful Grogu and everyone's like, oh my God, it's so cute. And everyone's like, I need some Grogu stuff. But there was not a single piece of Grogu merch anywhere for a year. You know, and I think that's because of secrecy and yes. can't have it leak, because that is not something you want showing up on Reddit one day and just right. completely, you know, breaking the internet. So I have to ask a question. In this age of secrecy, we've already seen it with Grogu. Do we have another Grogu situation with Marvel? Because I'm going to ask you a question here. Where the fuck are these Spider-Man No Way Home figures?
Basically, Grogu equals Tobey Maguire / Andrew Garfield. Is that what you're getting at?
Yes, it is. And I wonder if that's, I mean, we have no Marvel Legends.
Yeah.
We've had no Hot Toys reviews outside of the Green Goblin, which is, we knew it was in the trailer. We already know that already. But you would think with a movie that is grossed over $1 billion, you would have some type of merchandise, right? There's not even merchandise out there. I mean, there's yeah. not t-shirts. There's nothing. Is this the way it's going to be, to where you're not getting toys, specifically, you know, Spider-Man or anything, until a year out? And by then the hype is gone. What is the strategy here, man?
There's got to be some sort of happy medium. I don't think it's necessarily a pick your poison. Like, it's, you have two options, A or B. A, you know, you can go into a movie experience or TV experience and not, and truly not knowing anything, which is nice. You know, my gripe with that, you know,
right. Like, you did that with Ghostbusters.
Yeah. And, or, you know, do you want to have your toys, you know, at the same time as media comes out, but, you don't care if it's going to spoil your movie experience a little bit. Oh, well, I saw that, you know, the Ghostbusters plasma figure, you know, wrote this on the back of the bio. So I know that they're, you know, in Oklahoma or whatever. Right. But there's got to be a happy medium where you can still have figures that aren't going to give anything away. Have those drop at the time, or around the time at least, of the release of the movie. You know, so you can't, like, what Ghostbusters, I think what Ghostbusters Afterlife did was perfect. They released very safe figures. Like, we knew the whole gang was eventually going right. to get in their,
right.
their.
You got the old versions of them.
Yeah.
And the new guys.
We knew we were going to get them in their flight suits. That's like, I don't give a shit about that, if that's going to like spoil it for me. But if they fucking put, you know, like
Ghost Egon.
Yeah, exactly. Or whoever played Gozer, Olivia Wilde. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
right.
Okay, I don't want to see that shit, but like, yeah, I can, like, yes, get the whole original guys in their flight suits. I know they're going to be in the flight suits in the movie. It's not spoiling it. So some sort of happy medium. We still don't get that out of Star Wars. It's not, you know what I mean? There's like, even when the Rise of Resistance was, you know, Rise of Skywalker, like there was nothing in line with that movie when it came out. And they could have done safe figures.
Yeah, and it's so weird, because I think to this day we've gotten, what, 3 figures total? There was a Zori Bliss, there was a Rey, there was a Kylo, and I think that was it. I think that was it. Oh, and maybe a Jet Trooper or something ridiculous like that. But it's such a different story that we're telling, because you remember back, you know, when Episode 1 came out, I mean, there was a freaking audio track called Qui-Gon's Noble End, you know, and we made it through that just fine. But as you said, there's got to be a happy medium. And going back to the Spider-Man figures, like, yes, we know Green Goblin's in it. Yes, we know Doc Ock is in yeah. this or whatever.
Could have given us Ned then. Give us Ned. Yeah,
give us something, yeah. something that is branded, you know, Spider-Man No Way Home, because you want to see that stuff. Yeah. And if you want to have kids invested in your movies and you want to sell toys to kids, give them a reason after they come out of the toy or out of the movies theater to say, Dad, Mom, take me to Target and let me go get a toy.
Yeah.
I miss those days, man. I miss that. And I miss the days of Discovery Zone. You know, those were the good days. But I mean, who knows if we will ever see, you know, Toby Andrew figures from Marvel or Hot Toys for that reason.
Right.
But We did get the Hot Toys Green Goblin, which was heavily rumored. And I mean, we knew that was coming, but they still blurred out the Willem Dafoe face. I'm sure you saw that. But to me, when I look at it, it's not the No Way Home Green Goblin. It's literally the Spider-Man 1, you know, from 20 plus years ago. And if you look at the blurred out head sculpt, that is not the current Willem Dafoe that you get in No Way Home. I mean, that's definitely the old scope, old haircut and everything.
Yeah.
So it's weird that is the one they chose to go with. Will we get more? I'm sure we will. I'm sure releases are coming, because there was that magazine, I think, that leaked that showed the Green Goblin toy and then a Doc Ock with the head gone. The head was gone. And I was like, this is so weird. What is your plan here? But do you care anything about those? Or we're already years out from there ever being on our shelf.
It doesn't really do much for me. I can't go that direction with the Hot Toys with in regards to Marvel. But let me ask you this. Do you go in on this one and, get rid of the So-So? Is it So-So Toys?
It's one Toys Era.
Oh, it's Toys Era. So
the So-So Toys, that one right there is the comic version. That's So-So Toys.
Okay. Yeah. So are you keeping the Toys Era? Do you have any interest in getting this Hot Toys one?
I usually get everything to a degree, but I really don't about this one. I personally think that the Toys Era flight suit and the fabric is much more poseable, as opposed to it. Like, if they put the new Green Goblin comes out and it has like that Spider-Man type of fabric, they're fucked, because you're not going to be able to get any articulation. And that's what people are terrified about with, you know, Hot Toys in general. Oh, I don't want to damage the fabric. Which that drives me up the wall. That's another a Karen's corner for another time. But the thing about this is that there's a deluxe version that comes with the glider. Are you telling me that if it's got bad fabric or bad materials, you're not going to pose him on the glider because you're afraid that the knees are going to crack or something like that?
Sure.
So I don't want to deal with that. I'm hoping that they figure that out and they put, you know, some good stuff. I actually saw a real close version and it looks like it's almost like a mesh undersuit, which if that's the case, cool. But the one they're releasing is the No Way Home glider. Or it might be the other. Yeah, it's the No Way Home glider with the Raimi Goblin, but this Toys Era one is the right glider. So the glider's wrong, which is weird. So I will not be getting that one. I'm not really hype about it. So prove me wrong when it comes. We're still 2 years out from it ever being on my shelf, which is insane to me.
That's nuts.
I mean, goodness, we'll be on our 75th Marvel movie and probably two more Spider-Man movies by the time this actually shows up. But yeah, to me, it's not going to be one. Let me see, like, maybe a Jamie Foxx Electro, a new one. And then obviously if they do, you know, the Garfield or the Maguire, because I don't have any of those, I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah. I could probably see myself, you know, rationalizing with myself to get that, those two guys as well, just to go with my Spidey stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they're just too iconic. They're our childhood and stuff, but you want to talk about people getting hype, you know, about crossover type releases. What are your thoughts about another Mandalorian figure being revealed? That being Sasha Banks as Casca Reeves with an actual Sasha Banks head sculpt. This is kind of cool, man. Do you have any thoughts on that? Do you care about that figure at all?
I don't. You know, I'm just slowly getting out of Black Series. And, you know,
did you get that one with the Black Series, or did you pass on that one too?
I did. I have that one. Yeah. So that's kind of why I'm like, I'm good then, you know. I don't really need this. I'm happy with my Mandalorian kind of set out in the Black Series scale. So I'm good. I mean, was that an exclusive at all?
It's not an exclusive, but I'm happy that this is like a good crossover, because I saw a lot of wrestling fans saying this will be my first hot toy I get. And that's cool, you know, opening the doors to let people, you know, get figures. I'm sure they'll get her and like pose her with her WWE title, you know, and that's cool. So I'm excited about people being able to do that. My man Axe Wolves, I think his name, didn't get a head sculpt and people were super pissy about that. I was like, my man, I don't even know who plays Axe Wolves, but everybody knows that Sasha Banks.
Sasha, yeah.
Everyone knows that. But if I can give a little bit of warning before we get back into 6-inch plastic, is that this is the Chinese New Year. We're officially in. You know, this is February 1st that we're recording this. And a lot of factories and things over there and ship, they're closed.
Yep.
And a lot of collectors get super nervous because there's no releases. There's nothing shipping. And so they panic. And they're like, I have to scratch the itch. I have to go and get something. And if I can tell you, if you're listening to me right here, and Dave, I'm preaching to myself as well, is that don't give in saying, I haven't had anything show up on my door for a while. I need to go get something and pay and get something you don't need or want.
Start a collection that you don't even need. You start buying Hot Wheels or something.
Yeah. And so don't do that. Don't panic. And especially this time during tax season, when you're like, oh, well, I got a little bit of extra money coming in. And that's, people know that, because I'm one of those people where I sell things knowing that people will have a little bit extra money in their pocket. So they overpay and they don't think it's a problem. So if you want to sell something, now is the time to sell. You know, here's our profit for pricing, whatever we used to say.
Yeah.
But so if you want to sell, now's the time to sell because people got the extra money. But don't panic, everybody. The world will open back up in a couple weeks, and you'll be good to go.
Oh man, good call. Yeah, I forgot about the Chinese New Year. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. You know that China's a big place. You know, a lot of stuff. You know, can affect it. I just with my work, like I'm waiting on some people to respond and got their out of offices. It's like, oh yeah, okay, you'll be gone all week. All right, got it. Okay, dude. So I'm pumped to talk about this. So we're getting fucking Indiana Jones Hasbro figures, dude.
Give me the Shia LaBeouf, baby.
I mean, I'm really excited about this. Really excited. Steve Evans dropped that on Instagram, and like, shout out Steve Evans. Like that's just one of those guys, you know, he totally gets it. You know, really miss him on the Star Wars team there. You know, but I love that, you know, he's always, you know, marketing stuff. You know, he's always pushing stuff, and it's authentic. It's not like sounding like, you know, he's just doing it to, you know, he's got to do it. You know, he like genuinely loves toys, and it shows. It's awesome. But do you think we're going to get both scales on this? Do you think we're going to get like a Galaxy's Adventure in between scale, like a completely new scale, or do they just basically stick with the, you know, the six and the 3 3/4? I mean, I personally just want 6-inch, but I'll take whatever I can get.
Yeah, I don't. Let's be honest. The Indiana Jones franchise is kind of geared towards the older collector.
Yeah,
that's what you and I grew up with, and so anything indie outside of, you know, the Crystal Skull movies, which I don't think anyone's super hype about. No little kid is rushing out to say, can I have my Indiana Jones? So this is going to be geared toward, it's going to be like the Plasma series, I think, but hopefully have a little bit broader reach just because there's more movies to pull from. I think this would definitely be a 6-inch figure.
Yeah,
good call. Maybe call it, you know, the artifact line or something along that line, you know, or something. Just because they did so good with the Amber collection.
It belongs in a museum.
But that brings up the point, is that, you know, is this going to encompass all the films? Is it just going to be, you know, the original three? Are we going to kind of dive into the that which shall not be named? Or what are your thoughts, man? What do you want to see from this line?
What I want is what I think will happen, if that makes sense. And that's, we'll get all the movies. And
also, did any of us call Indiana Jones stuff on our 2020?
Yeah, we had to have. You mean in December? No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'll go to the tape there. But I kind of want some like, not like a built, like, not a build a vehicle, but like, you know, build a set.
Diorama.
A diorama. I think that would be really creative. None of their toy lines are doing that. You know, they got build a figures and, what, you know, the build kind of, you know, with the vulture, you know, with the build a wings, whatnot. But Mattel does a lot of weird shit like that with their like connect and collect or whatever, collect and connect. Yeah, I'm excited about it. I want to see all the iterations of the film. And then, yeah, I'm sure they're going to be leading up to the new film. That's like, I don't know, 2024, 2023. Or something.
Is that
like
still
that.
On course? I know like Harrison Ford keeps getting hurt. So is it still on pace?
It's not on pace. I mean, it's delayed, but it is happening. They didn't cancel it or anything. I think they're reshooting a lot because he's what, like 75?
I think he's like 81 or something. Fuck, like that. I think, yeah, he is up there. No, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this as well. It was built in an age, or I'm sorry, the movies came out in an age where a lot more was more acceptable back then. Can they do the full line, if you know what I'm getting at, where can they do a full line of, you know, some of the bad guys and such?
They're going to have to pick and choose for sure of who makes their bad guy.
We've had Red Skull. I mean, certainly we can at least go down this route, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's no way they're putting, you know, I forget, like the main like colonel, you know, in a full on Nazi uniform. They're not doing that, you know, but they'll
put him in a Heil Hitler hand.
yeah. Jesus. But they'll put him in. They could put him in a like his normal suit. You know, like
with the hat and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Non-uniform. Even with Lost Ark, you know, there's a lot of, you know, they're, do they want to, you know, kind of have the villains in the full, you know, I don't know what the proper term is, but the Arab kind of outfit. Yeah, the turban. Thank you. You know, do they do that? I don't know. I don't know if that's offensive or not. I mean, certainly the Nazi uniform is just no.
Right. I guess all I'm getting at is that I hope it's just not Indy. You know, I hope it's just not like the deluxe Indy with hat, whip, and an artifact. You know, I don't want it to be that. I want it to be a line. You know, we talked about, you know, our Pirates of the Caribbean line is one of the things I wanted to see, you know, flesh out those films, villains, movies, heroes, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want it just to be one type of thing, like a one and done. And so there's such a rich thing to pull from, you know?
Here's the thing. Just kind of think about, I don't know if I want like 50 Indiana Jones figures, 56 inch scale Indiana Jones figures.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I felt with the Ghostbuster line. You know, I have the original team and the new team, and
there's the originals, there's the plasma version, there's the marshmallow version. There's a lot of different variations. Yeah,
exactly. I don't need all of those, you know, and I think I'd probably do that with Indiana Jones. So it might make more sense if they just did them in movie packs and like, hey, like acknowledge, look, this is going to be a short run.
Like those Marvels, 20 year, whatever, those the first 10 years type of thing, like a two or three pack.
Yeah. Something like that. And brand it in with each movie. So this is, you know, the Temple of Doom pack. You know, it's got five figures in it.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's it. And then that way, like you get them all. I think that would be great because like even the Ghostbusters line, like you know, unless they go after two. You know, doing the Ghostbuster 2 figures, and like if they're like, okay, now do we do going to the cartoon even further? I mean, go answer the call figures. You know, I just don't see them doing that though, you know.
Oh, they certainly as hell not gonna do answer the call figures for sure.
I get a Kristen Wiig.
I can see that one. Yeah. You know, that's not a bad option, or maybe even a Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. I'm sure that'd be like, you would just get it to do something. Well, if you're still doing 6 inch, but like people would just get it for like another Thor head sculpt.
Naturally, for sure.
Dorky Thor or something. I don't know. Okay. Well, I'm really jacked up about that. And then
that's a cool announcement.
Hasbro continued to bring the excitement, and the G.I. Joe panel absolutely killed it the other Friday.
What else is new?
I couldn't help but think of that awesome meme where James Franco is like getting hanged and then another guy's getting ready. It's like, oh, first time. Because I was reading the comments, like when they did the classic card back. So the classified figures are going to get the retro card back. And, you know, people are like losing their fucking minds. You know what I mean? Like, oh, how dare you make money? And how dare you be a business to try to get us to, you know, give you money? And they just, they're repaints. But you had to knew this was coming. You had to know we were going to get repaints and different packaging. And I think it's awesome for the mint and box collectors. I'm no longer one of those, but like, right. That's awesome. Like, you know, there's going to be people that are going to have both variations now, and some are slightly better. And hey, we finally got a single carded Baroness.
Remember? I know, there it is. You know,
like, and it's better
yeah,
looking.
Yeah.
So I mean, the only one that I'm going to be getting is, the Gung-Ho. Gung-Ho looked fucking sick, dude. That is his classic jacket. I mean, like, it's that could be a figure of the year for me for sure. And that's on the retro card, and that's getting ripped right open as soon as I get it. They got your brothers, the twins.
Yep. Zamet and Tomax, that looks fantastic. I told you that was coming, and I'm glad it's finally coming.
Yep, so we'll have to mark that off. We got some other, Stalker, brand new Stalker figure, which is awesome. And then the rest are kind of, you know, the repaints of people were fucking going crazy over. Baroness, which looks amazing. The Lady J's, makeup's a little different, darker hair, darker green, and Destro. And then we got a 3-pack of Vipers, 2 regular ones and an officer. So it's like,
why is that so hard for Star Wars to do? You know, I mean, this is so fantastic. Who does not want a pack of Vipers when people were literally killing each other trying to get their, you know, Cobra Island Vipers? It's fantastic.
I remember, I think it was the brand manager for G.I. Joe line, you know, when this was really going down, he was like, hey, be patient. Like, we're working on it. We're working on the distribution. Like, it's going to get better. And it has. The last, like, a couple Target, you know, Cobra Island drops were like very reasonable. I mean, they still kind of sold out, but like the barbecue was like, he went up a few more times. I mean, they've definitely gotten better. This 3-pack for the figure, like you said, people are fucking like getting killed over, and here you can get a full 3-pack of them. So it's just, they're getting it.
I can't wait. As you said, you know, this is, they're going to be doing some repaints. I can't wait for my roadblock, build-up pack, my roadblock build-up pack. You know, that's coming.
Yeah. They'll just take all the roadblocks that they've already done and just put them in a pack.
Yep. Absolutely. With one exclusive gun.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, I mean, this is just like par for the course. Like, this is nothing but good news. As you know, just getting some new figures. I was kind of hoping for that deep cut lifeline. We'll get them. We'll get them one of these days.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But yeah, dude, that was a very exciting panel. Side note: where's our Razor Crest?
Oh,
I don't know what made me think of that, but I was like, weren't we supposed to get Chippy notifications like 2 weeks ago?
Well, that's the thing is, let's rewind the clocks back. We started saying, hey, they are stateside, you know, or I'm sorry, they are North America side.
And I remember then hearing that before Christmas.
Yeah. And then they're like, hey, you know, they're in the warehouses. And then it's like, hey, you know, shipping is being charged, everybody, you know, it's coming. And it's been once again, radio silence.
Yeah.
It is your biggest HasLab you've ever done, but yeah, let's not talk about it.
Getting wild, man.
I don't know why that Rancor was never funded.
Oh yeah, you got the Razor Crest, right?
I did not.
What? I thought you did. I swore I thought
it,
you
it was.
Did.
It was in that area where I was like, do I want to keep going down this route? Yeah. / you know, am I going to keep anything or am I going to go all 6th scale?
Got it. Okay.
And so I was like, I'm out.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, sorry to, I don't know why I thought about that, but I was like,
oh, but
yeah,
I've been following it. Don't worry.
I remember them saying, like, you know, they sent out the email that was like, hey, you got to, if you change your address, you know, update your shipping by the 20th or something like that. And then shortly after that, we will email you tracking. And then it was like, don't be alarmed if the tracking hasn't left. And it's like, well, that was on the 20th. And they said shortly after. So like a week and a half, 2 weeks, you know, that's not really shortly after. When someone says shortly after, I'm like, okay, like the next couple days.
Right. I mean, I think it's obvious, you know, they're stuck in the shipping situation, you know, out west. Yeah, I guarantee that's part of it. But
we bought too many.
Correct. It's all our fault.
Yeah.
But you got to communicate. Here's your press release. Due to unforeseen demand and unfortunate circumstances, we have not yet been able to ship these out.
Yeah.
Please be checking your emails for the latest updates. We will continue to update this bi-weekly. You know, something that simple.
Hey, guys, we know you've been asking for it. Another 2 week delayed. We'll be on the next Fan First Friday.
I mean, at this point, anything. I mean, we already get those nice cancellations of pre-orders, you know, that Boba Fett that we talked about at the beginning of the show. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, unfortunately, no movement on the crest just yet. But I know a lot of people are excited about that. They're even going out trying to find a few other, you know, retro carded or some vintage.
I'm doing that
order stuff. So
that's what I'll do. I'll focus all of my kind of toy hunting on Saturday of finding the rest of the retro figures that I need to complete.
Yeah, get you some nice diorama. Razor Crest accessories and jump the gun, because as soon as they start hitting people's doors, the demand will be insane. So let's capitalize on that.
There you go. Yep. We'll do. Okay. Well, before we wrap up the last couple of things, we got a stinker of the week.
Oh yes, we do. And boy, does it smell like shite.
Oh my God. So coming from clocking in with this week's a stinker of the week. It's not Hasbro.
I just praised this company, Dave. Yep. Just praise them.
Not Mattel. Not Hot Toys. We have Gentle Giant on this week's Stinker of the Week. And that is going to should we call this Bark Hamill?
Bart Hamill.
Yeah. Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, Luke Skywalker, Bespin, Bless. Holy shit. I wish we were streaming right now. That looks absolutely nothing like Mark Hamill. The six inch and even 3 inch figures have a better sculpt than this. This is
the 1977 Luke Skywalker was more accurate, Dave.
The holiday special.
I will go ahead and post this on the Instagram to let people see it tomorrow, just so that they can have a point of reference. Because I have never known a character likeness that has struggled as much as people do with Mark Hamill.
Call. Yeah,
you know that?
You're right.
Yeah. Regardless of scale, regardless of company, Hot Toys, who specializes in immaculate sculpts, still cannot get Mark Hamill down. What is it about my man Mark Hamill to where they're like, this is an alien, we cannot do this, it is not possible? Is it the eyes, the nose, the chin? Who knows? But this Gentle Giant, Bork Damel, is nowhere close, man. Nowhere close.
Daniel.
Like, I hope that this is a run of maybe 50 at most. No one's buying this.
3,000.
3,000?
Yep.
That's insanity.
And there's going to be probably 2,500 that are going to be, you know, readily available for the next, you know, 4 years. The best thing about it is his belt buckle. I've always loved his the belt buckle and his Bespin outfit. But it's just comical to me how off that is. That's bizarre. So that's the stinker of the week. And then, dude, this is a pleasant surprise today. Dude, we're getting a fucking Bruce Lee Super 7 Ultimate, and I never even thought that I would want that, and I absolutely fucking want that.
Like, yeah,
I'm absolutely 100% getting that. I have the Storm Mike Tyson figure.
Dude, that is one of the coolest figures ever, the Storm Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
the Storm Collectibles makes incredible stuff anyway.
They do as well, and hopefully this scale's kind of nice, and I'll just have them like fucking beating each other up. It's gonna be awesome. So that drops on full details on that drops on the 3rd, so on Thursday, and I can't fucking wait. That'll probably be like $57 or something like that, and it's gonna
I haven't seen it
accessories.
Is it the yellow suit, or what's it look like?
So they've just been teasing no full pictures of
okay,
it
so we don't know
until
yet.
Thursday, but I'm guessing it's going to be the yellow suit. Yeah. Probably some other accessories, you know.
If it's an ultimate, would it possibly have a detachable torso to where you can put topless one? That would be kind of cool, right?
Yeah, with the scratches and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah, detachable torso. I don't know. I mean, if anyone's going to do it, Super 7 could do something like that because they pack in their ultimates with accessories and shit like that. So very tight and excited about that. And dude, Super 7, okay, I got to ask you if you think I need this because I'm really debating on getting this. So this is Mummy Boy is like Funko's like ambassador. You know, he's their little vinyl dude. He looks like those like blow molds that would be like, you know.
I thought Freddy Funko was their mascot.
So that's Funko. Sorry. Did I say Funko? I meant Super
yeah.
7.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. You said Funko. Go ahead. Sorry.
But it's kind of like that. It kind of reminds me of like Big Boy, you know, so it's, and, they're usually like 6-7 inch and, they're usually at their exclusives. Like they don't have an evergreen one that they just, always have. They're usually exclusives and dude, this one's, I think 16 or 18 inches and it's glow in the dark. It's fucking massive. And I think it's like $190.
No, Dave. No.
I think about it like every day. Like I want it.
Really?
Yeah. And well, it glows in the dark, dude.
I don't care. As your good friend, I'm telling you that is not one that you want. That you're going to regret that
purchase.
That is, yeah. I need to be real careful about what I say because I might actually say something about. Oh shit! I haven't thought about that. That's actually
yeah. You're buying a goddamn wear pup, so don't talk to me about bad.
I know, but I'll say this because I want you to find happiness, but. Oh. I guess it would look kind of cool with, you know, these, you know, glow in the dark little monster things you just got, right?
Yeah, but see, where do I put that besides see, here's like what on you the need. Hood of my car?
you need some type
check out my hood ornament.
You need some type of like illuminated base display to put these all on.
For like a glow in the dark.
Yeah, like for Funko all your glow in the dark shit. That'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah, I could hit it with like the black light. Maybe I'll set up like a black. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. So I don't know, man. It depends on if here's the deal. If I go to this toy show, because I'm going to the toy show with like, you know, some folding money for sure. And if I get out of there with not spending more than like $40, I bet I'll have that bought before I even like pull into the driveway. I'll buy that shit in a parking lot on my phone. Because I'll be like, oh, well, I saved money, you know, like this is free. This is free now and I'll buy it.
You have already rationalized your excuse to grab this, which is fantastic. So, Dave, I already know this, is that when we have our next episode, you'll just go ahead and tell me that you got it. I know the text is coming already.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
So basically, if you see me at the toy show and you don't see any toys in my hand, or if I don't have any like, you know, plastic bags with shit, yeah, I'm buying the Super 7 Mummy Boy. Like
here
like,
it comes
in like 15 minutes thereafter.
Got you. What is, in closing, before we get to our wreck of the week, is what is more absurd, the Mummy Boy or the Wear Pup?
The fucking Wear Pup. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm just, yeah, I guess that's true. Is that
I've got to question that.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I was just trying to figure, because like you said, you know, it doesn't really fit, it's big and all that stuff, and so I was just trying to rationalize it myself. But yeah, you and I are both going to do whatever we want.
Well, yeah, there we go. I buy this, you get the Wear Pup. I mean,
well, I'm already getting the Wear Pup, we know this. It's going to be sitting next to my fucking Grogu. It's going to be awesome.
Dude, you have to do like I know we talk about it, but like you got to lean in on the whole like baby and child thing. Like put it in a baby Bjorn, put it in a stroller, like go to Starbucks and get like a puppuccino for him, You know, like
oh just, shit, that's good. Like I like literally go through the drive through and be like, hey, do you have any of the little pup cups? You know? Yeah, like, oh yeah, sweet. And like literally have it in my arm. I was like, thank you. And like, oh, and see what like people say. They're like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Oh, I mean, yeah, like, can I get a go to McDonald's, bring it into McDonald's? Can I get a happy meal for my son Derek? You know, like give him like a normal yeah. name.
That's the other thing, is that we will have to name this bitch.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. It's got to have like a different name every day.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, this is fun, dude. good episode. I don't have a wreck of the week, but I think you said you did, right?
One of my favorite lines from A Few Good Men is like, well, Kathy, you don't have a good excuse. I'm not going to force you to make a bad one. So that's me, is I don't have a good wreck of the week. So I'm not going to sure. force myself to make a bad one, because I already talked about like excited for Comic Relief, hooking me up with the T'Challa. Yeah, so that was kind nice. Of my wreck, is that, you know, always go out there. And if you see something, don't be afraid to message and see if they ship, because you never know. So there's your wreck. That's an unofficial wreck of the week, but I don't have
there you go.
Actual wreck of the week.
Okay, well, yeah, that'll do it. Thank you everyone for listening, and we will see everyone on episode 67 of the Toy Isle podcast. And yeah, we'll see if I have a Super 7 big ass new hood ornament.
Get your predictions in now, people.
I think it's readily to ship too. Like, I don't think it was a pre-order.
Of course
deal,
it is.
So.
Ready to ship today. Ships today.
Where suckers are gonna buy this fucking thing. All right, man, take care, dude, and thanks for listening, everybody.
See you next time.